Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is ordering government health insurance markets to reopen for a special sign-up window. The move offering Americans help with medical coverage at a time COVID-19 deaths are rising and coronavirus vaccines, while rolling out, are still not widely available. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's part of an executive order that includes the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare.
The Department of Health and Human Services will open healthcare.gov for a special enrollment period from February 15th to May 15th. And just as a reminder, the prior administration only had it open for 6 weeks, so this is double that length of time.
Biden also instructed his administration to consider reversing other Trump healthcare policies, including curbs on abortion counseling and the imposition of work requirements for low-income people getting Medicaid. State health officials in New York are downplaying a report that found they undercounted the number of nursing home residents who've died during the coronavirus pandemic. As NPR's Brian Mann explains, the investigation was conducted by New York State's Attorney General.
New York AG Letitia James found the official count of nursing home deaths issued by state public health officials during the pandemic was low, off by roughly 50%. Republicans are accusing Governor Andrew Cuomo of trying to cover up the number of seniors who died, and many Democrats are also demanding more transparency. In a statement, Cuomo's top health official said there was no effort to hide nursing home death rates. Dr. Howard Zucker blamed the discrepancy on New York's method of reporting coronavirus fatalities by the location where the person died, not by their residence. That means seniors who died after being taken to the hospital weren't included in the count of nursing home deaths. Brian Mann, NPR News.
General Motors says it plans to stop selling gas-powered vehicles in the U.S. by 2035. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, it's part of the automaker's goal of being carbon neutral by 2040.
GM is already laying the groundwork to bring 30 electric models to market by mid-decade. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of automotive website TheDetroitBureau.com, says the move fits into the automaker's global strategy.
China is already General Motors' largest market, and they know that that market is going electric very quickly. So they're really going to need, as much as anything, to meet expectations in China as they will here in the United States.
The automaker's pledge comes as the industry faces a global shortage of microchips, a crucial component in electric vehicles. GM recently announced a deal that will see U.S.-based Qualcomm supply chips for its next gen fleet. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
Sales of new homes were up slightly last month. The Commerce Department reporting today sales of new homes rose 1.6%. Stocks gained ground on Wall Street. The Dow was up 300 points today. You're listening to NPR. American Airlines has canceled more than 100 flights today because of a maintenance issue with planes operated by its regional carrier, PSA Airlines. In a statement, an American Airlines spokesman says PSA Airlines has temporarily removed most of its aircraft from service in order to complete a necessary standard inspection on the nose gear door. We're working with PSA and the FAA to immediately address the issue. PSA is a wholly owned subsidiary of American and flies under the American Eagle brand name. The vast majority of sharks worldwide are at risk of extinction. That's according to a new study. Decades of overfishing has been taking a toll, as NPR's Lauren Sommer reports.
Shark and ray populations have plummeted since 1970, falling by 70% globally. That's due to fishing pressure, because sharks are harvested for their fins. It's also because sharks are often bycatch, trapped by nets and fishing lines that are meant to catch other animals. As a result, three-quarters of shark species are close to extinction, according to a study in the journal Nature. The authors say immediate action is needed because sharks lack protections in many countries. Sharks are known as a keystone species, meaning their survival is crucial to the health of entire ecosystems. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
Even with many bars and restaurants shuttered, one segment of the alcoholic beverage market that continued to do well last year, American whiskey. That's according to a report from a distilled spirits group, which says combined U.S. sales for bourbon, Tennessee whiskey, and rye whiskey rose 8.2% last year to $4.3 billion. The Distilled Spirits Council of America issued the report. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.